What's up, pizza? It's Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming, Come Sail Away With Us, and Antlion Audio. Hear the roar. We have a fantastic show for you because we have some fantastic people joining us in the show. We have David Webb. You know him. You're used to him. Aaron Carter is here, as always, my co-host, my partner in crime, so to speak. And Jada joins us all the way from Las Vegas. She's 7 days in Vegas, hanging out at CES with the glitz and glam and celebrity. So we're going to let her talk all about that. We're also talking about David Bowie, God rest his soul, as you can hear the song in the background. We're talking about Snoop Doggy Dogg. He has some beef with Microsoft and Bill Gates, so we're going to let him talk through that at some point during the show. And really, what you can expect is just a lot of fun. Guys, we're just having fun today. As always, you can check us out on Patreon.com. Help support the show. We need your monies to help us do this show better. That's the bottom line. That's the world we live in. Money. You can check us out on YouTube. YouTube.com/videogame. The Video Game Bang. Twitter, @VideoGameBang. And if you have not yet already, please go to iTunes.com, whatever, your app, I don't care, and subscribe to the show and rate it 5 stars. We need those rates. That's how the show gets better. That's it. That's all I got to say. Hope you guys enjoy this week's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
I don't know. You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Video Game Bang is back in your life, and it is a beautiful, sunshiny day in Sacramento, California. The birds are singing, the bees are buzzing, and it is January 13th, 2016. How does that make you feel, Aaron?
The year of our Lord, January 13th. It's fine. I mean, the year's
fine.
Still starting. Yeah. The year's just starting.
You think 2016 is going to be a good year for Mr. Carter?
Every year is a good year for Mr.
Goddamn,
Carter.
I don't even know why I ask.
Yeah. This is going to be a great year.
Well, Aaron is true to form, full of himself. Moving on to someone who hates himself, and I know this for a fact. David Webb, how's it going?
Hey! Yeah,
I'm dying inside.
Let's get to the meat and greedy. Why do you hate yourself?
Jada's on the show.
Webb, so you know, I offer counseling sessions every Thursday night.
Oh, God. Shit. I'm over it.
Yeah. If you need Jada to counsel you.
That just seems like a lot of booze.
There might be a problem. There might be a lot of alcohol.
You guys are assholes.
That's what
I actually have really
like.
Good advice. I live many walks of life, and I have great advice to give many people. Many people come to me for advice.
Advice one, here's a shot.
Yeah.
Advice two, here's
another shot. I actually do
shot.
Not.
I'm partying with Jada.
Let's just work this shit out drunk.
I actually do not incorporate alcohol in any of my treatments.
Well, that's problem
it's just
one
IV
right, there.
Right up into you.
Yeah. Yep. It's just crack cocaine.
We prefer heroin.
There it is.
Bring your own spoon.
There it
and
is.
And a lighter.
Oh, have you seen that video? People trying crack for the first time?
No.
It's a parody. Like the BuzzFeeds, you know, when they bring out, people trying, you know, mustard for the first time or something like that. It's a parody. And it looks so real. Like, I almost believed it at first.
Yeah.
They were like, so this is it? This is all this is? And it's like two people sitting at a table. They got the colorful background like they do on BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, that's cool. And then they just start shooting up right there. And they're like all tripping out. And it's hilarious. You should go find it. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
I like it. There's a lot going on in the video game world. Jada is joining us. I don't think I gave her official introduction. Jada, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Back from CES. Had a blast.
You were all over. How long were you actually in Vegas?
8 days.
God
Eight
damn.
Days.
That
I
is
was there
more
from
Vegas
Sunday to Monday
than I would ever like to see.
Oh, no. I didn't have enough time.
Well, it seems like you actually did fun stuff, though. You got to meet some cool people. I, for the first time, concede my jealousy. I'm not that much of a jealous person, honestly, but when I saw that Jada was hanging out with the one and only Quentin Rampage Jackson. Mm-hmm. I was jealous.
Yeah, it was cool. Me and Narvin were just chilling, just talking, just bullshitting about games, UFC, Rainbow Six, all types of just bullshitting for like an hour or two with them. It was cool. We ended up leaving one party and went to another party and took them with us.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he rolled with. Yeah, it was cool. Had a good time that night.
Did you you put in a word for the VGB, right? He's going to be a next guest, right?
Not yet.
Goddamn.
What have you done for me lately, Corey?
Nothing for you, but I will tell you what I have done. And I did this recently. It's not really gaming related, but I think it's life related because this is like therapy, as Aaron says, for us.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, for the first time, asked me to go buy pads at the store.
First time you've ever bought pads before?
Yeah. Have you done this, Webb?
Nope.
See? And we've been married for an adequate amount of time, right?
You and Webb?
Yep. Yeah.
Webb asked me to go buy his pads this week. Yeah. It was really weird. It threw me for a loop.
Strange.
No, but I went through such range of emotions when I did this. Like, it was tough.
Jamie asked me to do it once.
You said no?
No, I got out of it because I was like, I don't know what kind you need. There's so many choices. There's
your smart man right there.
No,
what
brand?
Your smart man right
there. I don't know.
You shouldn't even have said that. You should have just went in there, bought the worst looking thing that you can find.
These are napkins.
Oh, and then came back. And be like,
there's napkins?
You should have brought.
And a pen to roll it up with.
Exactly.
This is a roll of paper towels.
Pins and duct tape.
You guys are terrible.
That's what you should have done. And been like,
terrible.
Here, stop the bleeding.
Here's some Band-Aids.
God damn it. Yeah, you guys.
When I was in my first experience with that, I was in this in like Walmart, and there was this guy in the aisle, and he had like two boxes in his hands.
Yeah.
And he looked like like he had to just choose if it was life and death,
oh,
right?
God.
And
it
he was
is.
Just like, he's just looking back, and then he looked at me, and he's like, I don't know what I'm doing here, dude. And I was like, I don't know what you're doing either, dude.
That's the day Aaron decided I'm never getting married.
Okay, so.
They're fucking expensive, too.
They are. A, every woman has a preference for what type. So if you just ask your wife what type they want, they'll tell you which
cotton
one it is.
Cotton swabs and duct tape.
God damn you, Aaron. God damn you.
Too many details.
Second, though, I have a really odd story. So I work at CVS. You know, we sell the feminine hygiene products.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I had this older lady come down the feminine hygiene aisle. She's probably at least 40, 50 years old.
Oh, okay.
And she was looking for...
I was thinking 70, 80.
No. Yeah. She's like 40, 50, and she's like... She's like, yeah, I'm looking to get pads for my mom, but I don't know which ones to get her. I'm like,
diapers.
I'm like, what do you mean?
That's for your mother.
Everything
like,
is
yeah,
diapers.
Like, I don't get it. What do you mean? Like, you should like, A, you buy pads all the time, so you should have an idea.
Yeah.
But then also, it's your mother. You should kind of have an idea. You've been to her house, I'm sure. You've seen when you go through.
But you said she was
stuff.
Really old looking, right?
I don't.
Shouldn't
remember.
The cycle be done?
Thank you.
Maybe it was for her daughter.
Isn't that
I'm
part
sorry.
Of her life
okay.
Maybe it was for
was
her daughter.
Say,
maybe I had it
that makes more sense.
Maybe I had it for her daughter.
She
could
have
yeah.
been like, actually, my mother is the Guinness Book World Record holder.
longest period.
longest continual period.
Yeah.
Susie McBleederson
so,
is her name.
God.
So when I got, I went to the aisle. See, I did the same thing. I was like, I don't know what the hell to buy. I've never been in this aisle before. So she actually sent me photos or link. To the exact one.
Jamie watches the show. You can give her ideas.
There you go.
So I go. I make my way to the aisle. I did spend like 3 or 4 minutes looking at the diapers because they're made by the same company. And they look vaguely. I don't know. You know, the bag looks the same.
Are we going to be like, one day you got to wear these?
Multiple use.
I was looking at them.
Oh, God.
And
no,
so I finally turn around. I'm smart enough to turn around. And I was like, oh, okay. This is
yes, they're
much
usually on the opposite.
More reasonable packaging.
Yes.
What store?
This is Raley's.
Okay. Okay.
And so
usually
I'm
they're opposite of
I carry it and I'm kind
of
like hiding it by my leg.
Oh my God.
A little bit like kind of doing that little shuffle when you're holding something you're
it's
not supposed
to. It's not like
to.
You're yeah. buying them for yourself. You're just buying a fucking normal thing. I don't understand
it's
why
not
guys
normal.
Have such I don't understand why guys have such an issue with buying
if,
pads or
I'm
well,
go
here's
back
the
to
next
a
part though. Here's
okay,
the next part.
Ahead,
I
okay, continue.
I was still building my confidence. So I walked to the the check yourself out. Aisle.
Oh
I was gonna. God. I was gonna yeah. ask that too. Where did you go?
No, I went to the check myself out. Aisle, but now they charge 10 cents for bags.
Yeah,
which is crazy. But go ahead.
So I declined. Of course, I'm not gonna pay 10 cents. And as I'm walking, I start seeing a herd of women coming towards me.
Did you throw it at them?
No. Here's the thing.
Drop them on the floor and run.
This is where
oh,
everything
God.
Flipped around. I kind of was like, you know what I'm doing right now is pretty boss. I think if I walk proudly with these feminine hygiene pads, it's going to make me seem like I'm an awesome mate.
God.
Or confused.
Oh, God.
Mate.
Hey. We got a subscriber on pads.
A subscriber was like, you did it, man.
What was the name?
What? Oh, it was...
I'm curious because somebody said they were going to...
Toasty Toasters.
Whatever.
So, long story short, by the end, I went through a full transitional period. This whole thing happened in like 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
But it was like the length of a movie emotionally.
Oh, my God.
I went through like, I don't want to do this. All
Who
right,
would play
I'll
you
do
in the
this.
Movie, Corey? What Keanu Reeves?
No, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's
he never
right.
won an Oscar for it, but he would.
DiCaprio.
He's not winning an Oscar for a bear. He's not yes. winning an Oscar for pads.
But I recommend it. If you have a woman who is going through her monthlies and, you know, they're irritable, tired, you know, they work hard, just do it for once. It'll make you feel good. Webb, starting with you.
Good Lord.
I want to Instagram. I want you to Twitch it.
I'll Periscope it.
Periscope
it. Oh, God. That's terrible.
Guys, I don't know which ones to get.
So before we jump in there, too, because we're going to dig into Jada's experience at CES, but I want to talk about David Bowie. This was some of the sad news to come out last week. It's not video game related per se. Actually, was there a David Bowie video game?
He had a lot of songs in Rock Band.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, good enough. Yeah, right. But he didn't have like a Michael Jackson themed.
No, there was no David Bowie dancing game or
David Bowie's
karaoke
star
no.
ride or something like that?
No, there wasn't anything like that at all.
Aaron?
They might have had like a spinoff of like Labyrinth. There might have been like some shitty Labyrinth game, possibly.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, I was just trying to think of.
Aaron, like, you have very different days. Styles of music, but you do surprise us every once in a while with your John Mayer choices and stuff. Were you a Bowie fan?
I was not a Bowie fan. I do know who the guy is because I watched Labyrinth. And he actually was on Venture Brothers. A pretty boss character on Venture
he
Brothers.
He was the voice actor or he was just like they spoofed him?
Have you seen the Venture Brothers?
Isn't it like a hawk or something like that?
What?
No. A lawyer?
No. There's no.
No.
Good Lord.
No, God.
There's a character on named Brock Sampson who's like this man's
He's
man.
He's gonna look it up now. Super buff guy.
And he like beats up
hair.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And like on one of the episodes, David Bowie was like his rival type of thing. And they actually played Bowie pretty epically on that. Yeah,
was it actually him though?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So were you phased
Kennedy.
At all by this news?
I was pretty sure there was one.
No, I was not phased. I mean, it kind of seems like these rock stars, I mean, they're getting up in age, guys.
He's
I understand
69.
He passed from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're around those. They're all in their 70s or, you know, 80s now, and it's don't be surprised. How old is the guy from Aerosmith?
Aerosmith?
Yeah, Aerosmith. Rock band Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Answer
see.
Is nobody Aerosmith. Cares.
Like, his name is Steven Tyler, first of all.
How old is Steven Tyler?
110.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Give or take.
Probably.
Steven Tyler is 67 years old.
Exactly.
He looks 110.
So let's
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That is a
yeah.
hell of a drug.
And they lived hard lives.
Yep. Yeah.
Like they lived hard, party hard lives. So
it's gonna be me.
Whenever you see them in their 60s and stuff like that, it's like, all right, what do you expect? You expect them to just be, you know, up and at them?
Up and kicking?
Yeah, exactly. No.
And none of us are disagreeing with you.
David Webb?
Yeah.
The news, did it affect you at all? Are you a Bowie man?
I'm like Aaron. I knew who the guy was. I probably couldn't name any of his songs. I knew he was in Labyrinth. I mean, it's like...
You guys are failed.
This is pretty disappointing.
Dancing in the Street. I remember that music video that with him and the Aerosmith guy, right? Steven Taylor.
Oh, my God. Oh, all my right. God.
Let's move on.
I'm a rap guy myself.
Yes.
So.
See, there it is.
Yes.
So if Dre falls off.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Then we'll know.
Then we'll know, yeah.
Jada.
Yes, of course.
Favorite Bowie song?
Space Oddity.
Mine, too.
That's like one of his best songs by far. And then his collaboration with Freddie Mercury.
Under Pressure.
Uh-huh.
That was him?
That
yeah.
was a collaboration between.
That was him, Ice
him
Baby?
And Queen.
Yep.
No, it wasn't
that's
Ice
probably
Ice Baby.
That was it's a top. Those are my top two. It's like a tie. Like I love both of those so much.
I liked The Man Who Sold the World. Mm. That was probably my favorite song. And I didn't even know it was him until, because one of my favorite albums of all time was Nirvana's Unplugged album. And they did a cover of it. And at the very end, he's like, that was a Bowie song. And like 10 years later, I finally looked up the original version. Loved it. Mm-hmm. So David Bowie, thank you for your service. Thank you for the memories. The
my
amazing
favorite
song
was Labyrinth by David Bowie.
Yep.
Moving on. Let's not tarnish his death anymore.
One more news story that if you guys have not checked out before we get into the CES stuff, because we're going to get to there. And I'm not saying that like as a joke where, you know, I'll do that thing where I'll say we're going to get to something. We never get to it. I promise this time. Snoop Dogg may be switching to PlayStation sooner than we thought, people.
Was he always on radar for Xbox?
Yeah. How soon did we think he was going to switch before?
Well, he was pretty diehard with the Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did commercials, promos.
Xbox and stuff like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A message to Xbox One or Microsoft.
Microsoft.
The fuck. Y'all fucking server is fucking whack, man. Y'all going to make me switch to PlayStation if y'all don't help me get this shit fixed. It's that difficult to play somebody online. What the fuck is you doing, Bill Gates? Fix your shit.
Bill Gates. When you call out Bill Gates, you better show up, Bill Gates, to Snoop's house and fix it.
Bill Gates himself.
Yes, Bill Gates himself
shows
with
up
a screwdriver.
With a screwdriver?
And he better
you know,
open
I was trying
up
to cure malaria by giving kids in Africa tents.
Nope.
But no, Snoop.
I got to stop what I'm doing.
Yep.
So Snoop could play Xbox Live
no
with Gucci Mane.
So Snoop, yeah. First of all, Gucci Mane would never play. Those two would never play games together. Yeah, he needs to. Stop what you're doing because you got to fix your servers, man. You got to fix your servers.
Yeah.
Microsoft.
What the fuck you doing, Bill Gates?
Microsoft?
Whoever.
Whoever the fuck is in charge.
Just so you guys know, you guys just blew getting Snoop Dogg on the show.
Oh, no. Snoop is all down for the show. No. He's definitely down.
He's a big fan of the show. He likes to laugh at himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
People don't know that.
I'll make sure I ask him when I'm at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, you go up to Snoop Dogg and ask him.
Say, you've heard of the Video Game Bang? You know, like,
it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Hell yeah.
Doesn't matter. Whatever.
You talk all the time.
What the fuck is you doing, Bill Gates? That's like the new thanks, Obama. What the fuck is you doing, Bill
so
Gates?
Put that on
if it's not the new thanks, Obama, we should make it the new thanks, Obama.
Yes.
I think we need to rush to get a shirt printed. This is what the fuck is you doing, Bill Gates? Whoa, thank you, King James 101. You just got banged.
LeBron James just followed us?
Yeah, he's also a big Snoop Dogg fan and a fan of EGB. If you guys are watching or listening, rather, to the podcast and you hear us go, hey, or thank somebody, it's because we do stream this show live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang.
You got that?
Got it.
And if you want to join the conversation on Wednesday or Saturday nights, that's where you go to hang out with us. So, Jada, you have been on a magical journey. Started at SAC Anime.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where you got to hang out with some people from Borderlands.
Yeah, I got to meet voice actors for Gage, you know, the Mechromancer, Claptrap. I met Ashley Birch again, you know, Tiny Tina. Let's see, who else was there? Handsome Jack was there. Got to hang out with him for a bit. And then I feel like I'm forgetting one more person.
Claptrap.
I say Claptrap.
Was
Roland
Ashley
there?
Birch.
Roland. Actually, the guy who does Claptrap does Roland as well.
Hmm.
Same person.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, but I guess not.
I think you hit them all.
Probably.
So
I feel like I had five autographs, but I only named four names. Whatever. I'll remember when
Ashley
I
Ashley Birch has been on this show once before. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of our best episodes. That's where we introduce Bitch You Guessed It to the general public.
Oh, God.
Would love to have her back. Anyone else you got to meet?
You know, I didn't really hang out to meet too many other people while I was there. Unfortunately, I only had one day, so my time was limited, and I got there late, so I missed the press roundtables. So I didn't get a lot. I didn't get any, you know, press priority. So I literally had to do that like on my own gumption. You know, just getting out there and like talking to people. So
CES, take us through that. You went there.
Oh my God.
Somehow you turned like a 5-day show into an 8-day
vacation
extravaganza. Yes. With parties pretty much every night. A lot of periscoping, a lot of interneting happening.
Oh yeah, happening. Yeah. I tried to Snapchat constantly through the whole time. I missed a whole day because somebody that I know who's going to remain nameless,
David Webb.
I was literally just going to point myself.
Got way too far gone, so I had to leave one of my parties that night, and because of that, I didn't get to charge my phone.
Oh, shit. As soon as we get into the story, where we're going to talk about all of Jada's exploits.
Yay.
What you playing theme song happens. Damn it. I feel like I'm betraying you, Jada.
You always do. It's always on me, too.
It is
you
always
literally
on you.
Always.
We never play it unless you're on the show.
Oh, that's cool.
never play it.
Snoop Doggy Dog just joined chat.
And nice.
We just got banged. Hey.
You know, somebody in our room was like, hey, my buddy's name is Snoop Doggy Dog. He texted him like, you need to get on the show.
More likely, somebody in our room said, I'm going to go make a new account. Well, Snoop Doggy Dog.
He said, so I'm on the show, or when am I on the show?
Whenever you want, Snoop.
You know, honestly, I meant to Skype you guys while I saw you guys go live one night. I meant to Skype you while I was there, like partying and stuff like
do
that.
Do the whole report from
live from CES, but my phone was way too dead.
While we continue on with the show, Snoop Doggy Dog, let us know who you couldn't get on a connection with on Xbox Live, and we will put in a call to Bill Gates from
Bill
Microsoft.
Greats,
Bill Gates at Microsoft.
David Webb, what you been playing?
Warframe.
Now, is this game really the bee's knees?
Yes.
But
alien space ninja.
Yes.
Alien space ninja? All right.
Yes.
That sounds good on paper. What's awesome about it?
What isn't awesome about it? You get a bow staff. You get to shoot people with a bow and arrow.
How's the camaraderie ship?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. Aaron and I have been playing it a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Moving on to Aaron, what you been playing?
Warframe.
Is that it? Have you given up on the DC Universe?
No, I haven't given up on the DC Universe. It's just a newer game. I have maxed my character on DC Universe on the PC, so it's not like I'm in such a giant rush to get back. Mm-hmm. But what I like about Warframe, first of all, 100% free. Everything that you can
purchase
in the game, minus cosmetics, you can earn in the game.
Usually. It's the way that all free-to-play should be.
Grinding does not feel like grinding to me when we're looking for parts for your weapons or another Warframe that you want to use. Co-op is very easy to just jump in with friends. It's good. Everything, like when you build items, it's all in real time. That's the only thing that can, or you can, pay to rush the build. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. So far, I'm waiting for like something to be like, all right, now this game is kind of repetitive or something like that. But it's good. We were going through all the missions on one planet yesterday, me and Webb, and it was good the whole time.
Yeah.
So if I'm just getting onto the Warframes, how long is it going to take me to Warframe up to the level that you guys are Warframed?
And that's the other thing. It doesn't feel like...
Like, there's no levels.
There's no levels.
Take your idea of levels
it's
and throw them out.
Throw them out the window.
even when there's, like, there's a difference in levels and stuff like that, I saw the peak of where that didn't matter anymore. I played with Jerry, who has a max leveled out character because he's been playing since, day one. Yeah, since beta. He's been playing since beta. And we played a horde mode, and we were drilling through the first, 25, rounds. And then all of a sudden, I guess the two people that were with us, the two randos that were with us, was like, all right, we got to go or whatever. And then Jerry was like, I don't think I can solo this. So I was like, well, then we're just going to fight. And we had like a difficult time trying to grind through that last round to get these items that we were trying to get.
Yeah.
But I was just like, that's cool because he's max level, he's maxed out, but they still have more to throw at you that's more difficult.
Good.
So it's not like you're just blasting through enemies easily.
Destiny.
Can we all form like a faction and work together?
You can form
a party system.
You can form a clan.
The last massively multiplayer online game that I played only let you cruise in a party of three.
Well, see, here's the thing. Yeah, we'll go right on there.
Yeah.
Because
and I paid a lot of money for this game. I'm not going to mention the name of the game, but I paid upwards of over $100, and they let me have up to three friends. And you're telling me I could play this game with more than three?
I believe
for
four.
For free?
I think four. Because I think
you
it was
four?
Maybe five.
I think it's five.
Well, if it was
four
you two
free.
And
yes.
Jerry and you had two randos, that would make
no,
five.
No. He wasn't playing
I
that
wasn't,
day.
No.
It was just me.
I'm trying to remember when you look at who to invite to your squad. I'm trying to remember
how many slots are open. Yeah.
I think it's at least four, maybe five.
Yeah, minimum four. Put it that way.
Minimum four?
Minimum four. maximum 100.
But this game I paid a lot of money for only gives me 3, Aaron. Do you understand how I don't believe you?
Well, see, here's the difference.
It's just not your destiny to play with more than 3 people. I didn't see the name of the game.
Yeah.
Damn.
Beans are out.
You can You can customize your little ship if you want to, you know, with colors.
Yeah. You can apparently move the ship.
You can move the ship while you're flying in the loading screen.
Yeah, the
That's
game that you're
cool.
talking
you
about.
You can actually move the the ship?
Yeah.
You can. How much did you pay for the ship?
None.
Zero.
It's free enough. Ship.
How much
free.
Do emotes cost?
Are there
you
emotes?
Earn them? Yeah, there's emotes.
Oh, no, there
I know
is
I have
emotes.
Like 36
they're
of
free.
Them. They're free.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Because I did the meditation one, and you can't get out of the meditation without like actually going through and pressing like another emote first. And I was like, how the heck do I stop meditating? And I just couldn't move. But wow. It was, it's, no, it's, trust me, it's good. The only thing that's different from the other ones are you're not getting a whole bunch of different weapons. You know, it's not like you're looking for drops of weapons.
Okay.
You have your weapon, and you're building your weapon. So different upgrades, different perks, and stuff like that.
You have, like, a sword made out of Legos. And essentially, you're looking for new Legos to attach to it constantly.
Like we saw,
yeah, it's all modular.
We just saw David Webb's class. And Jerry, for the first time, he said, this is the first time I've ever seen this. Whenever he's David Webb's class, he had a sword. Whenever he swings it, a shockwave comes out. And like shoots, you know, he just shoots shockwaves out of his.
That's
like,
one. The other one is if I run and I jump, I could take my sword and I slam it onto the ground, and like fire goes out.
Just like real life.
Yeah. Just like real life.
just like real life. It's a good game.
It's,
if you're not
I mean,
playing Warframe, and apparently Warframe is supposed to be coming to the Xbox One as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Jada, have you had any time to play games?
I've been playing a lot of Ultra Street Fighter 4.
I noticed.
Yeah, lots of that. And then also I got in some Vita time, so I went back to Final Fantasy X.
When's the last time you played Ultra?
Ultra last night. I was down in San Francisco at the Foundry. I was playing against people. Actually picked up a new sparring partner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He actually mains Cammy, so it's good for me. It gives me a chance to learn a few new combos from somebody else.
I'm really, really been that same. I've been playing a lot of Ultra Street Fighter 4. I hit my first accomplishment where I played against Bags last night, and I actually took a lion's share, we'll call it, of the games where I mastered his Cody. So he quit playing Cody, switched to Bison. I tooled him with Bison, but then he switched to Blanca, and I've only played against one Blanca.
Blanca is so mean.
And that was Jerry.
Blanca's trolley, yeah.
You have to play a very specific game against Blanca.
You have to play so different against Blanca than many other characters.
I caught him with Ultra in his EX Rolly Ball once, and it was the best feeling I've ever had in that game. I jumped out of my chair. I was screaming and shit. It was really, really exciting. Does that mean anything to you, Aaron?
No.
Okay.
I understand the feeling of an accomplishment, definitely.
Well, the timing has to be, like, perfect on that.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often.
And so when does 5 come out?
Next month.
So you will be switching, I'm guessing, correct?
Yeah.
Well, 4 is still going to be supported in tournaments.
4 will be supported, but definitely. I'm going to switch to 5, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I thought about you were streaming Street Fighter the other day. What was it, Monday, right? No, Tuesday.
Yeah.
I was going to go play because I was like, I got a PlayStation 4 controller.
And yeah.
The D-pad is perfect, you know, for this type of. And you can play with it, right? You can plug your. Okay. Mm. And I was going to test it out, but Warframe got in the way. And yeah.
So we've got 2 on Warframe and 2 on Street Fighter.
Yeah. Hmm.
I see where the lines have been drawn.
I would have been streaming Blops 3 yesterday on the PS4. But Amazon was dropping the ball and it came in late. So I got it today. But have you ever had a late Amazon Prime shipment?
Yes.
Anybody?
I've had early. All my stuff I just ordered recently came early.
If it's late, I've heard rumors, and this was the first time I had the opportunity to try it because usually they're on point. But I decided I was going to call in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be like a complaining, like, you know, but I wanted to let them know. I was like, hey, you know, I was supposed to stream this yesterday. And I ordered it, and it's been, I ordered it, actually, it's way late. I ordered it last Thursday, today, and then it just got here today. They ended up giving me an extra month of Amazon Prime and $10 credited to my account.
$10 whole, huh?
And it was, hey.
That's good money.
The struggle is real.
That's good money on Amazon.
White privilege, that's what that is.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Yep.
No, I've done the same
white
thing.
White privilege.
Goliath in the chat is talking about Street Fighter V, them getting rid of the focus attacks A lot of people are really excited about that.
Ryu still has his, but...
That was kind of strategic to me, though. I liked that.
Yeah, it is.
The one where you kind of like are invincible for a split second or whatever.
You can
basically
absorb. You allows you to absorb and hit and then counter. Yeah.
Huh. Goliath has also recognized the Ivy Doom Kitty picture. So this is clearly a person who is...
has eyes.
Who has eyes. You definitely have a nice set of eyes, Goliath.
Eyes and Google.
No, whatever. Jada, so let's finally crack the CES.
Oh my god!
Egg.
So I mean, I'm sure you guys all saw the videos of everything CES I posted.
We talked. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Did you guys see them?
Oh yep. Yeah. We watched all of your videos
on the show.
On the show, we watched them before bed.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, I posted.
She's like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, I posted 2 days of snaps because I missed the third day. I missed the middle day of snaps posting, but I posted 2 days of snaps and it had me going through a bunch of booths, checking out a bunch of stuff. The nightlife and things like that, after parties for all the different companies that were throwing them, because almost every after party was sponsored by specific companies that were there at CES, the bigger companies. But yeah, I mean, okay, so you guys have all been to conventions, obviously. Corey, I think your biggest one is Comic-Con, San Diego, right?
Yep.
Aaron, yours would be E3.
E3, yeah.
Webb, yours is?
Twitch.
TwitchCon? Okay, so.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So Twitch, yeah, right. So
actually, I hate to burst your bubble, but I think Sec Anime was bigger than TwitchCon. Yeah.
So
your biggest one was The Basement.
Yeah,
the biggest one was the one I watched.
So
on TV.
To put it in a perspective, just the scale of CES, mm-hmm. San Diego Comic-Con has one of the biggest, you know, single hall convention centers.
Uh huh.
Triple that, and then add another building for CES.
Wow. Well, wow. It kind of makes sense because. Look at the companies that go to CES, and like, there's an automotive section, isn't there?
Oh yeah,
there?
Yeah.
There's
the
TVs.
whole other hotel. So, you know, they're all of it's in like the Las Vegas Convention Center for the most part, and then they take over the Sands Expo at the Venetian. They take over that whole convention center, and that's where all the cars are.
But, okay.
So that whole separate hotel is where you go to for all, or seven convention centers where you go for all the car stuff.
What's the coolest thing you saw? Like, was there anything you saw and you were like, holy shit, like, this is real?
So there is a car coming out. I have to look it up real quick. It's
a Visker.
Yes, it's a Visker. I have no idea what that is.
Is it
make
Kia?
Noises when they
no,
start
it's
out.
Not a Kia. No.
Oh, it's the Batmobile one.
So yes, it is the Batmobile one. Yep. Webb knows what I'm talking about.
A Tumbler?
It basically is what it looked like.
Street legal? Is that what we're talking about?
Heck
here?
Yeah.
It's like the Tumblr sport.
Fuck, I didn't take pictures. I just took snaps.
You can search for it. Like, search Batmobile CES and it'll pop up.
I'm just trying to remember. Anyways, the car is called the F-Zero. They named it the F-Zero just because of, like, like that's how, like, advanced type they're going with this type of car. It's a single-seater car.
That's a single-seater?
It's a single-seater.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And then if I remember right, I'm trying to remember the specs from when I was talking to the PR person for it. Cause he came over and started talking to me, gave me his card and stuff. So I got to follow up with him anyways. Information's gonna be a little scattered tonight cause I haven't followed up with anybody yet. He was telling me like they've off shifted like all the, batteries in the car, there's multiple batteries and things like that. It's really weird, but super cool looking, just ultra sleek, like it literally looked like a Batmobile. Like, is this the closest thing to Batmobile? It's a conceptual design.
I was gonna say, is this an actual car that's coming out, or is this a concept?
It's a concept of.
So we
of
may
a model.
Never see it.
We may not ever see that specific one, but he said that they are working on stuff similar to it. Gotcha. That will be.
What's the company name?
Falara.
Get your shit together, Falara.
Yeah. Faraday Future F.
There you go, Faraday.
No gates.
That's it. Faraday.
What you doing?
Faraday. That's what it was. I need to start with an F.
Fix this shit, Faraday.
But yeah, you see the pictures now?
Well, it's a video, so it's going to be one picture, so I can't really like look
it.
At I'm going to
What about
that's a one
There's
seater.
A lot of talk of refrigerators with like TVs and stuff in them. Did you get
you
to see
what?
These?
You know, I skipped all that shit. I was not interested in
what?
You know what?
I do not care about home appliances. Like, that was part of the magic of CES, sadly, was lost on me because it wasn't my main domain of interest. You know, you guys know me. I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
At heart. Tech is cool. I love getting new tech and new extra things. But if it's not going to relate to my life right now, I kind of don't care. So,
well, yeah, a lot of that tech is like 5 years off type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of that stuff is super far away.
The TVs that can roll up, I guess.
I want
to see it, though.
Like, it was really cool. No, like, don't get me wrong. All the shit, like, even though, like, it wasn't, like, super exciting to me, it's still really cool to see. There was actually a Panasonic had a mirror that actually analyzed your face. And could see like your sunspots. It can see all your pores.
You've got cancer.
So it insults you.
It didn't insult me. But that's besides the point. And it keeps track of that, and you can keep a like snapshots of it, and so you can track your like your health, your skin health for day to day for a whole year.
That's pretty cool.
And like keep track of that mole.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna watch you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check back on you in a month.
I got technology, bitch.
But yeah, so that was
sneaking
really
up
cool.
on me.
But that was really cool. Panasonic had that. I think my favorite non-gaming thing that's still kind of gaming was there's this company, they're called Laser Tag Pro. And so, you know, you go to Laser Tag, you have those heavy ass guns and everything like that. And you have to wear that chunky vest and everything like that. So the way they're doing it, and they've been around for a little while in Europe, no vest. You have a headband you wear that has sensors on your headband. You have your gun, which has a sensor on the front of your gun.
Headshots only.
The gun is like it's like a full-sized, you know, like
battle rifle
okay. literally. And there is a slot on the side to where you can clip your phone in, and that's basically your HUD. So that gives you all your options and stuff. And so you go out with your friends. Everybody's got their own gun. They snap their own phone in. You set up the game. You know, you push a button on your gun, red team, blue team, capture the flag, domination, slayer, whatever modes you want to play. The guns can be reprogrammed via QR code to change their type of weapon that they are.
Oh,
so you can
cool.
switch, you know, to a sniper rifle, which they have. They sell attachable scopes, which actually work. I literally took their one with the scope and aimed it down the CS4.
Wow.
Probably did not look very good on me, but I was like, holy shit, I can literally see the other end of a hall. Like, it was a really good scope on there. Like, it was legit.
That's pretty cool.
The thing with laser tag, though, is like, because you're not seeing the beam come out of this thing unless it's like dark, right?
Or no, something. But I mean, it had crosshairs and stuff. They had like targets set up, and I was like, I fire guns. I know how to shoot guns. I've fired guns in the past.
It's frightening.
It is frightening. You should be frightened of me. I'm a very, like I said, I walk very many walks of life, David Webb. You can come see me for counseling.
Yeah.
yeah, that's who you want counseling you.
Yeah.
The gun shootingness.
Hanging out with Quentin Rampage Jackson, booze hound, gun toting.
She's a Republican.
You know, Obama.
And so, you know, I lined up my crosshairs, and I was hitting every shot just because I knew where I was firing, because it was a very authentic feel to it.
Here's
That's
a big question.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
When you choose Slayer mode.
Yes.
Does some guy say
yes, Slayer? Yes, he does.
Slayer.
Yes,
you're joking.
No, I'm dead serious.
I was being sarcastic.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. Wow. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, does he call out the kills?
Yeah. Yeah, it calls out.
Can
yeah.
you melee?
Kill
yes,
tech.
You can melee, but you,
you
have
can melee
to.
If
yes.
you want.
You don't actually. So the way that, and I was about to get into that. So they actually they have melee weapons. They have a tomahawk. They have a lightsaber.
They have a Tony Hawk.
They do have a Tony Hawk.
Mm.
No, they don't. They have a riot shield.
Tony Hawk.
They have a riot shield.
Hey guys.
They have bows and arrows.
So how do you melee though? Like
so basically when you
hit
melee
someone. Like
I was gonna say they have melee in regular one, you just get kicked out.
So they have accelerometers built into them, and it's tied to your sensors and stuff, and so you make that fast motion forward and it sends out a cone, basically a short range cone.
Okay.
So if anybody's within that cone range, they'll get hit.
I'm just gonna walk around swinging my gun around then.
Well,
anyone
it's not your gun
range.
it's the melee weapon.
My Tony Hawk?
Yes, your
so
Tony Hawk.
You don't actually throw it, you just make the
you
motion
just make the
and
motion.
Then you pocket it.
Yeah. And you put it right back on your loop. Or if you want to run around with just the tomahawk, you can do that too. Like,
with new bitches!
They even have the lightsaber. The lightsaber, like, where if it makes contact and stuff like that, it's where, you know, because it's one of the nicer ones, so you can actually make contact and made the sound effects and everything like that. Like, the guy was like, hit my arm. I was like,
sure?
He's like, harder. I'm like, I don't want to hurt you. Like,
somebody
like,
was into the rough stuff. That's what it was.
And so, but the lightsaber is
yes,
really cool.
Harder.
The reprogramming of the gun, they had, like I said, sniper rifles, rocket launchers, SMGs, shotguns. What else did they have? The bow and arrow. So the bow just has a string, and you just pull back on the string for your aiming, and it has like the reticle. It's like a compound bow. And to reload, you have a quiver, actually. You lift up, you pull up an arrow to reload.
That's pretty cool.
So much failure of the city would be going down,
right?
If I had that.
Exactly.
until you walk a little too far into the wrong neighborhood.
Right. The arrows can be outfitted with special effects, ice, fire, that type of stuff to do.
Jeez,
with
they really thought
time.
Deep into yeah. this whole.
Wait, so when can we see this?
It's already a thing in Europe. It's been a thing in Europe for a little, for about.
Okay,
I think
when
they
can
said
we see
years.
It in real
the
life?
States, in the states.
In the states,
and not the
they
magical
are.
World of Europe.
Yeah, not the magical world.
In
of.
The states, they are working. In the states, they're working with a supplier right now and a manufacturer right now for the states side.
Yeah.
I think they said Q2 of 2016, if I remember right. So not
That's
too
not
far.
Far off.
Yeah, not very far off.
Can you mute it? So if you're sniping somebody and you're hidden,
yeah.
and it doesn't say
yeah.
headshot, then yeah. everybody knows where you are.
Yeah.
Giant
you can,
speaker.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Because yeah. well, there's a speaker in the gun. So, but
okay.
yeah, you can mute
you
that.
Can mute, okay.
Prices. What are we talking?
That's that was the tough
question.
Part.
See?
The gun itself with one head sensor is $379.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible.
No,
it's
not
terrible.
Terrible.
And they did say that there are group that you know they're working
group
where
discounts.
If groups want to buy discounts, yeah. which I think is amazing for what we're gonna see at first introduce are like paintball setups. Places that already do paintball setups mm. or laser tag setups that already do it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're gonna invest. They're gonna buy 20 guns. Yeah. They'll get the discount off of it. You know.
Yeah.
And they'll make their money back instantly.
That's what I was thinking about more, not more
yeah.
individual. Purchase. I'm
but yeah,
companies
yeah.
buy
it. But
yeah,
boss tycoon shit.
But I want to. I personally want to. I'm going to talk to him because I want to get him to send us a set.
That'd be dope.
To,
work
to
your
go,
magic.
I'm trying to join to
do a video for him.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be kind of
so,
dope.
And you, like, I mean, it's a great thing. Is you can go anywhere. You can go out into the fucking
yeah.
forest, and it just works. You have a smartphone. You, that's it. You don't need reception or anything like that. Because
the
it's
one
just
friend
like
that has a flip phone. I can't play, guys.
Oh, and that's the great thing. You don't have to have a phone.
Okay.
If you don't have a phone, the gun will keep track of everything for you.
Okay.
It has the start, the end. You know, of the game, it signals all that, so you don't have any of this. Like, all right, everybody, count to 10, and we start. No, you.
Wow.
Whoever has the host set up enters the game first as host. They start the game. Everybody gets a signal on their phone.
Except for Stan, who doesn't have a phone.
Did we start?
Somebody give me a call on the flip phone. Still using Nokia.
But yeah, that was so cool. And they have 3D printed grenades as well. So you can actually chuck the grenades and they'll explode in a radius or whatnot.
You have to actually throw the
grenades? Those you have to throw.
Those you have to throw.
Those you throw. So
can you just throw it at somebody?
Yeah. You want to get as close as possible. Hit the person.
Poof! Say lightning bolt whenever you throw it.
But,
you have to say that.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
But yeah, it was
I will
super
too.
Cool. Like, that was really cool. I'm excited for that. I'm really excited to see where that goes.
Real quick
yeah.
question from chat. If you get shot,
mm-hmm.
do you respawn?
It, you're no.
She's really
the,
excited.
I
that.
Am really excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
What happens? Is it like in
God
laser
damn
tag?
It, tell me, tell me. I gotta go now.
You get your HP on your gun, your HUD on your gun will drop
oh.
until you die. And then, you know, you have, if you're playing Slayer, you know, first to 15 kills or whatnot, it'll give you a respawn timer right there on your
Do you have a shield?
HUD. Yes. God yeah. It's damn. A, yeah. It's like, it's pretty much like, Halo.
Are you
going like
to invest
yeah.
in the company?
I'm not
How do they fix camping?
Yeah.
It's an
yeah,
hour.
Right? Yeah.
It's an hour show.
Yeah. But yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah. The Riot
it's
Shield.
It's
really,
really
cool
interesting
too.
Thing. Okay.
No,
go ahead.
It's really cool. So I'm excited about it. I'll be doing some follow-up coverage and a full article on it really soon for it. On to my number one pick though.
Mm-hmm.
Oculus. I got to touch both.
Bucks?
I got to touch both while I was there. The HTC Vive and Oculus. HTC Vive was really cool because it has that sensor to where you can sense. It senses where an object is, so you don't walk into walls or
okay.
people or things.
Yeah.
Because literally, the guy before me is going, and he literally walked up this close to this lady, Aaron.
And
just, like, just staring.
Oh, and
at
she,
her.
She knew.
She had no
I
idea.
She knew, but he
had no idea. He just sees a wall.
Huh.
Or whatnot.
That's
so,
cool.
But it stopped him right before he collided with this woman and knocked her over because he was bigger than her.
Wow.
So that was really cool. It was really good graphical. It was just kind of like a kind of look around underwater thing.
The real question, though, is
yes.
what's it going to do for porn?
Everything.
Everything for porn.
Yes.
The fact that you can walk around and change your view angle and look where you want to look.
That'd just be weird, kind of.
Like,
you're going to see people, yeah.
You're just kind of walking around this room. They're not looking at you or see you, and you're just kind of like crouching.
You're going to see a whole bunch of people just like contorted.
Obviously, yeah.
Like,
oh,
what are you looking at?
So, Aaron, for you, actually, there's another one I played.
Is there a gay porn one for Aaron?
How dare you?
No, this one's actually, it was, so one of the ones, I went to this like dinner event, and another company was showing off their VR one. I can't remember it off the top of my head. I'll have to look it up for you. But literally, I put it on, and I was at a soccer game. And literally,
awesome.
Yeah, and like you literally, so you just, you're sitting on a couch, basically. You can look around. You see the couch. If there's anybody there with you, you can see, you know, each other's avatars and stuff like that. But you can look at different little camera angles on the field, and it'll take you down to that camera spot.
Okay,
so
that's what's cool.
I looked
at
one right behind the goal, and I was literally like corner of the goal, and I could see.
Oh, okay. So they give you, because there's already cameras all around.
They're
the
there,
field.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're tapping.
So they're
into
just
that.
Tapping. That's pretty
that's
cool.
Smart.
So yeah, like cool. You're gonna like. I think you'll really like that. That'll be huge for you.
Why wouldn't I like it?
Because you're not a soccer person.
Or a
oh, so it's only
general.
Gonna be there for soccer?
Yes, only for soccer.
I know more sports than Aaron does.
Can you customize your avatar?
Probably.
How much are emotes?
$5 a piece.
Wow. They are
five pieces of silver.
No, yeah. Because like
the camera's already there.
There's a stupid
like
amount of cameras already on the field. So I know definitely like for soccer, like for football, I know they have the camera that's over the field.
Yep, that was
that'd
that
be kind of
pretty
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the goal cam will be cool.
Yeah, I think you'll really like that. That was so cool.
Why is it just him
and
who's
you can also
like this?
You can
like
look
this.
You can turn
like
around like
too.
If you look like turn completely around, there's another option and it gives you like stats so you can see all the stats for all the players.
Okay.
You
like
can see
that.
Who's on the bench, who's on the field. There's like a field layout. If you look down, there's like a table and you can see everybody's stats, how many minutes they've played. There's a whole like sports center set up with like videos and things like that in another area
that's
you can look at.
Cool.
So I you're cool. gonna like that,
yeah,
like for
cool.
VR.
Why do you keep saying only
like
he's
that.
Gonna like it? I will love it.
I like soccer too, damn it.
I like to sport all the time.
I know. See, I'm not a big soccer fan, but I loved it.
You know what?
To burn.
What you would like is if MMA fighters start wearing like GoPros on their head.
Oh, God.
No, I don't want to look like I'm getting my face punched in.
You would love that.
You would.
You would love that.
You would
that.
Love that.
I don't want to get punched.
Yes, you do.
You would love that.
I see Corey sitting there.
Oh, my gosh. Dodging Rampage.
Me.
Rampage. What are you doing?
No, Holly.
Me?
No.
Oh.
By far, though, I saw Oculus. You know, stole my heart at that show.
But $600. Come on.
Fuck, I'm pre-ordering it. I don't care.
Wow.
Really?
I don't care.
Must be nice.
Is it an easy setup?
Yes.
I don't, is it just like
yes.
right into a
just cameras,
USB?
Set up cameras.
Bam.
Put on the headset. I mean, obviously you have to have your computer programmed and upgraded and stuff enough. So I'm going to have to upgrade my RAM on my computer before I can use it. And
what's
I take
the
my
minimum
graphics
RAM?
Card. They posted it online. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I want to know whenever I'd buy it when the soccer thing comes out
for like $600.
Full fledged.
So you can go view all his
first
soccer
of all,
games.
Here's the thing: if they let me have like the soccer package to where I can see all the leagues that are broadcast, then yeah, I'll do $600 for that.
Aaron, I don't even think you're going to spend $600
that's,
on your living arrangements.
I probably won't.
That's perfect. He'll have plenty of space to walk around and look around
the corner.
But I'll be in Italy watching Series A, and
yeah.
it'll be amazing.
It was
so
cool.
There it is.
That was so cool. So Oculus, I got a private demo. I got to play Bullet Train. I don't know if you guys have seen the videos for Bullet Train. Fucking awesome. So it's the Oculus Touch. So they have the Touch. They have these little devices. I posted a video on YouTube of me on my
touching.
YouTube channel holding the controllers and actually playing it. Mm-hmm. We couldn't show any of the gameplay footage actually.
Of course.
Which sucks. But basically you start out and you're on a subway train and you know, they're giving you simple directions, you know, push X to teleport. So you point your left hand, push X where you want to teleport and you teleport. That's your movement because you don't actually walk around.
Okay.
And then there's, you know, there's two triggers on the back for your two fingers and then there's two face buttons up on where you're for your thumbs. So you know, you use that to grab, you look around, you can see your hands in this one, so you can use it to actually reach down and grab guns off of spawn points. So I'm grabbing those, and then you know, you're aiming just where you'd aim to shoot, just like supernatural.
Was it all versus computer or
all versus AI? Yeah,
AI,
for
okay.
the demo.
Okay,
and the obviously the AI was running a little, was on the slow for people, you know, because everybody's picking up and learning. I still can't remember how to, I couldn't figure out how to reload. For the life of me, I was like,
point off screen.
No, that's what I tried that. I literally tried. I was like,
there is no off screen.
Like, God damn it.
We're in a world of digital
war. But I mean, I'm sure it was just a button for reload, or it might have just been single clips. I can't remember. But there was just, by the time I needed to actually reload, there was just too many enemies. Like, I was literally like bouncing around, firing, like just spinning in circles, shooting people. It was fucking
that's
fantastic.
Crazy.
When you go to teleport, you slow down time. And so it allows you to, you can actually, if you're not holding a gun, you can grab bullets flying out of you, out of the air, and fling them at people.
Wow.
So I literally would grab bullets, teleport to somebody, fling it right in their face. Or I'd grab, like, there was one point during my video on YouTube, I grab like four bullets. You can see I go boom, 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 just like chucking bullets at people. Wow. So cool. Like, I teleported at one point, and it, like, my the force of me teleporting knocked the dude back, and then I headshotted him with the shotgun. It was fucking, it was just amazing.
Like, that's probably an awesome game, but like, how do you market that to get everybody on it?
When you show, like, the big, what they'll need to do to market it, I think, is they'll need to show a side by side. Is they literally need to show somebody playing it like I was, but also show the game screen. Like, yeah. I wish I could have video captured that because it looked fucking fantastic.
Mm. Can you video capture it?
No.
Not there, obviously, but like if you buy it,
I'm sure.
Playing,
I mean,
you're hooked
sure.
up to
you're
computer,
up to your PC,
right?
So you should be able to video capture, no problem.
Peter can do everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. but that was super cool. I played another one called Chronos, which is a third-person action. So your vision, what you see is just the camera. So you look around, you're the camera. So you have, it's isometric view to start off, like kind of old-school Resident Evil, so where each room you walk into, it's one angle. But you can look around to see where enemies are, items are, and stuff like that. It played a lot like, it's a very, it's like a culmination of Ico / Shadow of the Colossus, Zelda, and Resident Evil. Mm. There was a lot of like item collecting where you had to, you know, like, oh, this, you know, you need a key for this door. You have to go run around and find the key. Oh, you need a handle for this crane to turn the crank. A lot of that. There was giant bosses that I died the first time I played because I didn't see where I was turning a crank and it woke up the boss. And I was like, oh, I got to run back past him. So I dodged the first stomp, and then I ran behind him, and I was like almost there, and he sprinted and just stomped on me. Like, I was like, oh, you're not supposed to go that way.
That raises another question with this. You buy the Oculus Rift for $600.
Uh-huh.
The games, how much are those going to be?
You know, I didn't ask that.
That
I
are
forgot to
like,
ask that.
That are like catered. Like, if the Oculus Rift comes with like...
I know it comes with Lucky's Tales. It comes with Lucky's Tales, which is Insomniac's little... action adventure first person one, which I think you play as a squirrel. I don't remember what it is. And it comes with one other game, I think Bullet Train. I think it actually does come with Bullet Train if I remember right.
The number one Reaper wants to know, is it really worth $600?
I think it is. Like, I honestly did not go into it. I was like, as soon as I saw 600, I'm like, fuck no. But after playing it, it's so different once you get your hands on it. It's addicting. Like, I wanted to go back and play more and more and more. That's all I wanted to do the rest of the show was play Oculus. Because it was just... Being in that virtual world is just amazing. I mean, I want to live in a virtual world.
It may be worth it, I think, if you look beyond it just being a gaming peripheral.
Yes, exactly.
If you see it as the future, like they say, you're going to be able to have doctor's visits with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, they did have Surgeon Simulator.
It seems like
John is not, should never be a surgeon.
I think in 5 to 10 years, we'll never have to leave the house.
No, yeah. that's pretty much.
Because you could already Amazon Now.
I'd say 15-20
you want, and now with VR you'll be able to meet people face to face. Like, you can go to the bank maybe, or, you know, like have a doctor's visit. I don't know. I don't like where the world's going.
That you're not gonna have a doctor's visit.
Doctors
be one.
Doctors would be
Oculus
really
Rift.
Rough. Like, you'd have to like, for the elite 1% of the world, yes, they will be able to do doctor's visits because they'll have a specific machine that they'll be able to own and have in their house that costs, you know, $1 million.
Yeah, but even still, that's not going to be V1. That's
therapy
be like
sessions, though, for therapist Jada.
Three.
You're going to be
able
Heck
to yeah.
have
yeah, I'll be
able
to
VR
do,
therapy.
For that, I'll be able to do. That would be for sure. I'll be using my Oculus right off the bat.
Click.
For the doctor's visits, we'll whip your dick out. All right.
I just want the sports stuff. I just want to be on the side of the field.
I'm going to wait until there's a price drop.
Well,
it.
They will.
Oh yeah, for
there
sure.
Yeah, there I know there will be. That's why I'm not.
And then
in a hurry.
That's because it'll be when version 2 comes out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly, version 2.
The slim, the Oculus
I may,
Slim.
Oculus.
Yeah,
slim.
Oculus.
That's
S.
another.
It's just an eye patch.
It's another thing.
It's the Nick Fury edition.
Yeah. it's even 3D.
It was Avengers. It was super comfortable. Like, I felt like I could wear the headset for hours upon end and still game like I normally
that's
do,
good.
Which was really good.
So speaking of, we got. A budding PC gamer in our midst, Aaron Carter.
Who's that, Webb?
Mr. Webb.
Yeah.
Now, the story of Webb goes something like this.
Wow.
About 2 months ago, maybe more, David Webb decided, I'm going to build a PC.
Yep.
And I'm going to build a gaming rig because I need to do it for streaming. And he proceeded to annoy the living shit out of anybody who knew anything about a computer.
I was safe.
You were safe. Aaron, no one's going to go to you for computer advice.
I think I asked you one or two questions, like, what kind of processor you have.
Into which, did you? Which Aaron yep. said?
I said a it's pencil. A
he doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you ended up getting a PS4 and then kind of canning the idea, right?
Yep.
And we were all very happy about this. And then I get a message from David Webb with a link to a Best Buy ad of a Lenovo tower that cost like $650.
Yeah.
And was, I threw up.
Why is that?
Right where I was sitting, I threw up all over the desk.
As you should have.
Because for $650, it was terrible.
Oh, okay. Okay.
For $650, this thing was weak.
Like, give me, don't get me wrong. $650 is a great price for a PC if you're building it.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's where I went to Bags, and I said, Bags, we have a problem. David's back on this PC thing again, but now we have a number. Let's build him a PC. Let's show him why you build your PCs. Mm-hmm. So we went to the builder, put together a sweet little rig that doubled the one he was going to buy in just about every single area.
Yep. Half
the
price. Same price, maybe a little less.
Maybe $20 more. We did everything we could to cut it to budget.
Hmm.
And he bought the pieces, and this weekend, we are putting the bad boy together.
Nice.
Yep. I'm very excited.
So we're going to watch Webb do most of it. We're just going to supervise.
Yeah. Because
you got it's like a Jedi's lightsaber.
You have to build it yourself.
You have to build it yourself. You can have like some Jedi masters counsel
support.
You. You'll have the master, Obi-Wan, Bags Nobi. You'll
That's
have
terrible.
A Jedi Knight who's done a few. It's not a master, but I'll be there. And we're going to build you a nice little gaming rig. So
I'm excited.
If you're out there and you want a PC game, don't buy a tower.
No,
for whatever price you could find a tower, you can build one yourself that's twice as good.
Yep.
And unless you're stupid, sure, no. Unless you're stupid rich. If you're stupid rich, fucking buy one.
Yeah, then go buy an Alienware.
Just go buy a brand. Yeah.
Yeah. Just go buy a fucking name brand, like the main name brand. Don't buy Adele or some other garbage.
Adele.
Yeah, Adele.
You can buy Adele.
Hello from the other.
Yes.
Can
buy
you
Adele.
Hear me?
I paid $400 for mine. It's
Did you?
Pretty fine.
It's pretty fine.
You paid $400.
It's pretty fine.
Was it put together already?
It was made by some New York company. Yeah.
Terrible.
Gaming.
Steven
gaming,
did it too.
Gaming Since Gaming wants to know terrible. If you guys are going to stream it.
You should, right?
I would.
I don't know.
What day are you building it?
I don't know. Here's the thing, people. I love streaming as much as the next guy, but I also like to do shit and not have to worry about being entertaining.
Well, who says it won't be entertaining just doing that? I've streamed making show notes that people were watching.
I know, Aaron, you love people watching you, though. You're like a reverse voyeur. I don't like to be watched all the time. Like
is a voyeur. That would be the definition of voyeurs.
I thought they like to watch.
No, voyeurs are people who like to be watched.
I could swear, yeah, they. I don't know. Whatever. Don't know. People can watch me. That doesn't matter.
Yeah. See, you don't care. I have to like work myself up to streaming every Tuesday.
Really?
Like, it doesn't come easy, and I don't like to. I mean, I like the people who show up for the stream generally. But for the most part,
generally.
I'm but I had a good group last night. It made it good. Oh, well.
What a dick.
For another time. Check us out this Saturday for Aaron Carter's weekend show, the Video Game Bang Live, where we will feature his little brother. For the real David Webb, for Jada and Aaron Carter, my name is Corey Vincent, and you've just been banged.